بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are spending this chapter of making mujahada, and that is striving and striving to please Allah Ta'ala. And what is of reference is to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, to stay away from all haram, and to endeavor more and more to do our nafil ibadat, especially during this month now. The season has started, the month of Rajab has come, and then the great month of Shaban, and then the very great month of Ramadan is coming. So we should try and get ready for all the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the hadith that we had read, and in which is quoted in this chapter, to encourage us to fulfill the commands of Allah and to stay away from the disobedience of Allah and to engage more in our ibadat, nafal ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. The hadith was that Jahannam is covered with shahawat, that is all our desires of the nafs, all gunas, etc. And nafs goes towards gunas. So if what we have to do is fight our nafs, that is our mujahada. What we have to strive, all the things the nafs loves, all haram things, we have to stay away. And Jannat is covered with makari, what the nafs does not like, the obedience of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to strive in that, and then we have to strive further to stay away from all small gunas, from all makruh things also. And on the other side, we must strive to do all the small good deeds also, all nafal ibadat also. Another narration of Muslim Sharif has the word surrounded instead of veiled. In this hadith, that Jannat is veiled and Jahannam is veiled. In the other riwayat it comes that Jannat is surrounded with things which are hard for the nafs, and Jahannam is surrounded with the things the nafs likes and wants to do, all the haram things. But if you do that, you will enter into Jahannam. And if you stay, if you do that which the nafs does not like getting up for Fajr now, etc., keeping rozas in the month of Ramadan, then 20 rakats of Taraweeh, then getting up for Sehri again, the nafs, it's hard for the nafs, it doesn't like it. But you do that, you will enter into Jannat. Both have the same meaning. Namely, they are barriers between hellfire and Jahannam. All these things are just there covering it up, and according to what a person does, he will land in the respective places. If a person commits them, he will enter either of them. If we do all the gunas which we see, which we enjoy, nafs enjoys, a person will enter into Jahannam. And if a person observes all the things which are disliked by the nafs, and he does all those things, he will enter into Jannah. Hellfire is veiled by desires, means that one will enter hell by engaging in forbidden actions, such as consuming liquor, indulging in adultery and fornication, backbiting and fraud. All the things what the nafs likes, if you do that, that will land you into Jahannam. Paradise is veiled by hardships, means that one will not enter paradise except through sacrifice and effort in the form of consistency in worship. That is the relevance to this chapter. That is that a person will not enter the Jannat until he does not sacrifice what the nafs wants from him. And today everyone says, what's wrong with this, what's wrong with that? That is what the nafs we want. We want a birthday party, what the nafs want, what's wrong with a birthday party? What is wrong with a soccer match? What is wrong with watching commentary? All these are what the nafs likes. And you do that, that will lead you into Jahannam. So you have to stay away from all the things what nafs likes. And for Jannat, you have to do all that which the nafs does not like. Leaving everything, the home, leaving our bed, coming for Fajr namaz now. And the Isha is late, and we want to sleep away, or we want to be engaged on our phone, etc. But now you have to come for Isha. You do all that, that will lead you into Jannat. patience upon adversity, controlling of anger, exercising compassion and forbearance, giving in charity, exhibiting kindness to adversaries, those who don't like us, we show kindness to those people, and restraining the base desires. All this, the nafs does not like all that. When a person does that, that will take him into Jannah. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam in detail has explained us everything. In this hadith, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam eloquently explained the nature of Jannat and Jahannam. He likened hardships to a barrier that cannot be traversed except by adopting the appropriate means and methods. The hardships which are there of entering Jannah, a person has to make mujahada. He has to sacrifice. And when he does that, that is when he will enter Jannah. Jannah is not just a direct walk into Jannah. We have to give up all our desires and all our haram, whatever we desire, we have to give that up, then we will enter Jannah. And all what we like, what the nafs like, all gunas, etc., that we will have to give up in order to save ourselves from Jahannam. Hence, one cannot acquire Jannah except through difficulty, sacrifice and patience upon adversity. So therefore, this mujahada is absolutely necessary, and which is called the islah of the nafs. When a person works on his nafs, then Allah Ta'ala makes it that the good things, he starts liking them. He starts enjoying namaz. And now to enter Jannah becomes a pleasure for that person. All haram things, he starts hating those things. And by nature, he stays away from them. And now to stay away from Jahannam, Allah makes it very easy for that person. Therefore, to make effort of islah nafs and nisbat with Allah and connection with Allah is absolutely necessary. Otherwise, what a person is prohibited from, he will stay away, he'll stay away, he'll stay away, but one day he'll fall into it. And what a person does not like to do, he will do it, he'll do it, but one day he won't do it. So if we make our nature that we love the good things and we hate the bad things, what a person likes and hates by nature, he does those things. So therefore, islah of the nafs is absolutely necessary. Without the difficulty, sacrifice and patience upon adversity, one cannot gain salvation, save oneself from Jahannam, except by restraining one's desires and disciplining the carnal self. We have to learn and take out time to train our nafs. And then when it like, for example, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, all the Anbiya, and the greatest of all, our Nabi, nafs had no effect, it was fully under control. So it could not tempt, so therefore, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam should make ibadat the whole night, and he should not feel the strain of it. He should enjoy that ibadat. And after that, fajr, again a long fajr, which also he should enjoy. So this is what we have to do. We cannot just keep on staying in the initial stages where we our nafs overpowers us and it wants us to do haram and we control ourselves. We know we cannot control ourselves all the time. And the nafs doesn't want to do good and we force ourselves to do good. You can't force yourself all the time. Make it your nature and then you will see easily you'll enjoy the good and you'll keep on doing it without difficulty. You'll hate the haram and with great enjoyment you'll stay away from haram. Therefore, islah of nafs is very necessary. Ramadan is coming, we should try and spend the full jillah in a khanqa in order to get this quality in us. And then for the rest of our lives, we will see everything becomes a pleasure and enjoyment. And to practice on deen won't be a mujahada, but it will be a pleasure. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah.